Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today calling for overcast conditions, chance for a shower, high around 50. In Kenosha right now, 41 degrees, 39 in Burlington. It's 43 in Milwaukee, 41 in Racine. A 5-year-old child playing with a lighter started a fire at a home on 1310 Michigan Boulevard in Racine yesterday afternoon. It was about 3:30 or so. First Racine fire units got there, so there was heavy smoke and fire coming out of the second floor windows of the multifamily home. Crews able to contain the fire to one of the three units. A news release indicates there was a pet that was recovered from the home and revived by firefighters. The Red Cross brought in to offer help to 5 adults and 5 children to find a place to stay. The damage estimated at about $55,000, according to the reports. That dog, by the way, revived by the firefighters with oxygen. 19 years ago, she did it. Next week, Burlington Mayor Jeannie Hefty will again be doing it at FEMA's Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg, Maryland. A week of training on disaster preparedness, response, and recovery, all part of a 71-member contingent from Racine County. At this week's council meeting, the mayor mentioned some of the other city officials who are also going to be going to the training site, which is a former women's college. And she said the invitation from the Emergency Management Office came after the 1998 exercise was a tornado disaster scenario.
And when I came back, I did go out to the different groups and talk about at that time was the radios that you could get in your homes. They were pushing that at that time. We really don't know what we're going into when we go there, Monday morning class, but anything that we will be learning, we will be sharing to the community.
The mayor is one of 4 Racine County officials making the return trip to Emmitsburg for the specific disaster training. The others, Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack, South Shore Fire Division Chief John Kaiser, and Keith Haas, the General Manager of Racine's Water and Wastewater Utility. Also scheduled to be with the Racine County Group, Kenosha County's newly installed Emergency Management Director, Horace Staples. From the ongoing problem with heroin and opioid overdoses to education and transportation funding, State Representative Samantha Kirkman and Senator Van Wongard talked to a group of less than a dozen constituents at the Summers Village Hall. Regarding the situation with drugs, it was Wongard mentioning a Kenosha County pilot program and the use of the non-habit-forming medication Vivitrol to help the overdose victims.
And it also works on alcohol, and what they do is there's a couple catches to it. You got to be clean for about 10 days, 10 to 14 days, before you can have the injection. So monthly injection. So you get this injection of Vivitrol in your system, and it takes away the craving for the opioid, which is absolutely fantastic. Then they're in a mentoring program and a program that runs about 18 months.
On transportation funding, Kirkman said that the discussion has ranged from a higher registration fee to a gas tax increase to toll roads, even a mileage tax.
You would exempt the first 12,000 miles, roughly, of a person. So, you know, grandma or somebody who is a, you know, but somebody who's between, you know, 12,000 and 50,000 miles would be charged per penny. It roughly would equate to a $200 a year fee when you go to renew your license plate, because you would be a self-reporting on your driver's license. So that has been talked about. Tolling has been talked about. Actually, the conversation about tolling is you're actually hitting the out-of-state people.
Wongard and Kirkman also holding listening sessions at the Paddock Lake and Pleasant Prairie Village halls after that first stop of the day in Summers. Public hearing last night on the proposed 2018 Gateway Technical College budget, which includes a 4.25% increase in the mill rate, and nobody showed up to comment. Under the budget, taxes would go up by about $5 on a home in the Gateway District, assessed at $150,000. During the budget presentation, it was Senior VP of Operations Bill White noting that Gateway is expecting a slight decrease in enrollment, said health insurance premiums will remain the same, and that the budget contains a small 1.7% decrease in the cost of employee benefits.
Getting more people taking single coverage, and so consequently we're actually seeing, including this year, we're seeing a decrease in the benefit expense. And more people are opting out. We still have probably 92-93% of our employees take our insurance, but there are a few more that are opting out and taking a spouse's insurance or what have you.
The capital budget for the next fiscal year totals $13 million, $1.5 million of that for the new police and fire training track at the Kenosha Regional Airport. The Gateway Board is to vote on the proposed budget during their meeting on May the 11th, with another vote in October to set the tax levy. The Burlington Historical Society is going to be hosting an open house at Whitman School this coming Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. The school is at 401 West Beloit Street in Schmeling Park. Whitman School is a brick one-room schoolhouse that was built back in 1840. It is not, by the way, handicapped accessible. This is a free event, all part of the Open House Racine County event that's going on this Saturday. You can call 262-767-2884 to get more information, or burlingtonhistory@gmail.com for some of that information. Again, Open House Racine County coming up this Saturday. WRJN and our sister station, 92.1 The Shore, our studios will be on the tour, open from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. that day. Stop in, see what it's all about in terms of broadcasting. Right now, we got the newscasts that are available in podcast form, WRJN newscasts. We keep them throughout the day on our webpage, and you can check them out on the local news section. We also do status updates and news reports on the Twitter side, at WRJN News is how you get those. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.